in the limelight. Lawyers for Donald Trump's one-time chief strategist Steve Bannon are making a multi-pronged defense to try and save him from being convicted of criminal contempt of Congress after he was referred to the Justice Department for prosecution for failing to comply with a subpoena in the Congressional January 6 inquiry. We now present you an article written jointly by Hugo Lowell and Martin Pengelly. The piece is titled, Pelosi and Other Top U.S. Democrats Subpoenaed Over Bannon Contempt Case. Top House Democrats, including the Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the members of the House Select Committee investigating the 6th of January Capitol attack, have been subpoenaed to testify in court in connection with the criminal contempt case against Donald Trump's one-time chief strategist, Steve Bannon. According to a source familiar with the matter, the subpoenas, which were accepted by the House counsel, Doug Letter, recently compelled a handover of documents and testimony about internal decision-making that led to Steve Bannon's contempt case. But whether the subpoenas stand depends on how Judge Carl Nichols rules at the hearing in the coming days, where he will assess pretrial motions. Judge Carl Nichols could decide the testimony of members of Congress, for instance, is inadmissible because of protections like the so-called speech and debate clause. Steve Bannon's lawyers are seeking cooperation from the top Democrats, including Nancy Pelosi, the House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, the House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, all members of the Select Committee, and three Select Committee counsels, as well as Letter. The subpoenas request materials that Steve Bannon's lawyers believe will provide evidence that the Select Committee did not follow House rules in issuing its subpoena to Steve Bannon last year, and that federal prosecutors violated Justice Department rules in filing charges. It was not clear on Tuesday, 7th of June, whether Letter, the House counsel, would move to quash the trial subpoenas. Letter, though a spokesman for the Select Committee, could not be reached for comment. Doug Letter could also move to reach an arrangement with David Schoen, the lead lawyer defending Steve Bannon in his contempt case. David Schoen told The Guardian he would be prepared to discuss the matter in the hope that Doug Letter would not move to dismiss the subpoenas. David Schoen said, "The subpoenas are asking for materials that belong to the American people. It will be pretty ironic for the committee to quash the subpoenas when they issued a subpoena demanding materials from Steve Bannon, where Trump asserted executive privilege." Bannon's lawyers are making a multi-pronged defense to try and save Bannon from being convicted of criminal contempt of Congress after he was referred to the Justice Department for prosecution for failing to comply with a subpoena in the Congressional 6th of January inquiry. The main thrust of Steve Bannon's argument is that he cannot be held in willful contempt because he could reasonably believe the subpoena was invalid when the Select Committee failed to allow a Trump lawyer to attend his deposition after Donald Trump asserted executive privilege. The argument rests on a 2019 Justice Department Office of Legal Counsel opinion that says congressional subpoenas that prevent executive branch counsel from accompanying executive branch employees to depositions are legally invalid and not enforceable. Steve Bannon's lawyers are also making the case that the Select Committee, in violation of House rules, made no effort to grant a one-week extension to reply to the subpoena after his testimony asked for time to review Donald Trump's related lawsuit against the panel. The defense that Steve Bannon is advancing using broad readings of parts of the Justice Department's own positions and amalgamating them into a wider argument is controversial, but it underscores the complexities facing federal prosecutors in pursuing this case. Jonathan Schober, University of Kentucky law professor and former Office of Legal Counsel attorney advisor, previously told The Guardian, Steve Bannon, trying to use the Office of Legal Counsel opinions as a shield that doesn't quite cover him, but gives him enough of a defense to fend off the Department of Justice's necessity of proving criminal intent. Meanwhile, in another development, Donald Trump's campaign directed Republican Party operatives named as alternative electors in Georgia to operate with complete secrecy and discretion, as the then-president attempted to overturn his defeat by Joe Biden. CNN and The Washington Post reported that startling direction was contained in an email, which is part of a U.S. Justice Department investigation. Donald Trump lost to Joe Biden by more than 7 million ballots in the popular vote and by 302 to 236 in the Electoral College, the same margin that Trump called a landslide when it was in his favor over Hillary Clinton in 2016. Pursuing the lie that Biden's win was the result of fraud, the Trump campaign sought to overturn his Electoral College defeat in part by appointing its own electors in seven key states. On 13th of December 2020, a Georgia campaign official, Robert Sinners, emailed alternative electors due to gather the next day. He wrote, "I must ask for you complete discretion in this process. Your duties are imperative to ensure the end result, a win in Georgia for President Trump, but will be hampered unless we have complete secrecy and complete discretion." The alternate electors were to gather at the State House in Atlanta, Georgia. Robert Sinners told them, "Please, at no point should you mention anything to do with presidential electors or speak to the media. The meeting did not take place in secret, as local media filmed it."